Blog Talk Radio.
There's always something that happens in the background when I start to these shows, and it always throws me off.
Every
like
time.
I got it ready up here, and it's like somebody does something.
Well, that's all right. We're just going to do this together.
Right. We have students that are in the background. I'm not sure I'm being heard so much, but anyway, welcome to Exposition, a show about arts and stuff. And today is a first of many shows that we have that is. Featuring a performer.
Yes.
I don't think we've had a performer on yet.
Theater Guild kind of people, but not like musicians.
Right. So we've had like painters and weavers and artists of, you know, physical stuff.
Yes, and theater, but not musicians.
Right.
Yes.
So
today.
Right now, is there anything... Before we go away from this shot here, is there anything you have to announce from the artisan shop or happening in the art world in this is December?
Yes, we do have the studio open now, and we will be having a brush and bottle events on a regular basis and book our artisans to do classes and workshops. And
what kind of classes?
Whatever their art is or whatever their craft is, we will have them teaching. And we're starting off with brush and bottle just because I paint. So we're going to be doing that. And next Friday, we
Our
will...
Our deck needed painting. Well, I should have called you.
Oh, my. So, anyway... we will be having our open house next Friday, and I believe coming up we'll have more open houses quarterly, and keep your eye on our Facebook pages, The Artisan Shop, The Artisan Studio, and the Gallia County Artisan Market, and we'll be scheduling lots of fun things for people to do downtown Galveston.
Okay. So today, like we said, we have a musician, Morgan Washam.
Welcome, Morgan.
Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for coming.
My pleasure.
So before we get to maybe personal information, what kind of music are we looking at today?
Well, you're looking at mostly rock and roll. I guess I'd call it folk rock music, and in the spirit of like the Allman Brothers, the band, the two of my biggest influences, the Beatles. But I wouldn't say that's like the Beatles, but everybody's like the Beatles, sort of, in a way. So,
yeah.
You know, it could be argued. But in the spirit of, like, the band, the Allman Brothers, Neil Young.
Mm-hmm. So what's your background, where you come from?
Well, I reside in Jackson County, Ohio, and that's where I came from and where I still live. I had a detour in Athens, Ohio, for about 7 years. And kind of cut my musical teeth over there in Athens County with the fine folks over there. Played in a group called Peach Melba for about 7 years over there. I probably more like 8 years, I guess, as it was. But been songwriting since I was about the age of 14, though. So, you know, and been playing music in some fashion ever since. So that's pretty much it with that.
And the musical instruments you do play and you sing?
I play guitar, and I play guitar and a little bit of keyboard. I used to play trumpet. I'd still like to kind of dust it off one of these days. But predominantly write my songs on guitar, and I do sing as well. So.
Where did you learn guitar?
I learned from, well, my mom played guitar.
Wow.
And she passed when I was very little. But she taught guitar and played, and my dad played a little bit of fiddle. But so I guess you could say I grew up with music as a familiar surrounding in my early years, but I picked up the guitar for the first time when I was, I must have been 9 or 10, and picked up my mom's acoustic guitar and sort of self-taught myself some chords with the assistance of my father, and then I took some lessons at the Hummingbird store in Jackson, and just kind of was a self-exploratory process ever since, and you know, but I had some formal music training in high school and some in college in undergrad years at Ohio University.
So you read music and all that.
I can read. I don't necessarily, I wouldn't say I read for guitar. If I have the opportunity to study beforehand, I wouldn't say I sight read for guitar, at least.
Okay.
I can read, yes.
Okay. So what do you do for work?
Well, I do the music thing part-time. I also have a media business that does artistic services for bands and audio and businesses called Wildwood Media, based out of Jackson County. I have a small studio there in outside of Jackson, Ohio, doing that sort of work. And I also work for the Jackson County Engineer, doing various accounting functions, and I'm part of the winter crew. We are the snow warriors or whatnot as well. So I do that for a day job or night job or anytime job that they need us. So.
A little
all
bit
right.
of everything.
Yeah, a little bit.
Very nice.
So you write music. What comes first to you? Are you thinking about the words and then write a melody behind it, or you get a melody, or does
I'll tell you, it's interesting because it can happen any number of ways. I mean, sometimes I look at it, it's kind of like a puzzle that you is a self-fulfilling puzzle that you sort of work out as you go. And occasionally it's like that. But sometimes it'll be something where I'll get inspired and hear a tune in my head, and all of a sudden I pick up my my smartphone device, whatever it is that I'm using at the time, and I'll get the notepad function, and I'll start writing lyrics, and I hear the music in my head, and I write the melody and the lyrics, and it's all right there. And what I find is the best stuff I've written, or I feel like is my best work, just kind of happens like that. And it's something
I think a lot of musicians say that.
It's
sort of like divine inspiration.
Right. It's almost just like they just appear. So and that's a wonderful phenomenon. I've heard others speak about that as well, but it's very true for me as well in that regard. So, but and it's a gift because from the divine, I feel like, because sometimes it's just, well, for instance, on the record that I just got finished recording this past summer into fall there, one of my favorite tracks off of the record, something exactly like that happened, and it was just, you know, it's just kind of you're riding down the road, and I've got a couple kids in the back seat, and all of a sudden I'm not typing on my phone, doing that, but you know, it just the inspiration hits you, and I'm not typing while driving, but pull over at the nearest parking lot and type it as quick as you can and get it down, so you know, and that's just. I mean, the process could happen any number of ways, but that's what's always been so attractive to me about, you know, that art form of songwriting is the fact that there aren't any rules. You know, I mean, you can have schooling and someone can say, well, they can give you suggestions as to this might be one way of approaching it or that might be another way, but I like the fact that you can just kind of explore and let things unfold in an organic way.
Right.
And I think it's not
wrong any which way you
right,
do it.
Right, right. Correct, yes. Yes, so I enjoy that aspect of it. And
how old are your kids?
My kids are 2 and 4.
Okay, so you haven't seen any musical ability come from them yet?
A little bit. My youngest can pretty much pick the core rhythm up, you know, the backbeat of anything, pretty much.
Okay.
She can clap the beat and find the rhythm of any song that she hears. Now my oldest. She has a little bit more of a different approach, but she's more vocal though. So I don't know. I'm sort of waiting to see how she develops. But that's the fun part of it, anyways. So.
Right. And so this album that you did, which is Blood Moon, it has, and we have a picture of that. There's the cover art.
Yes, there it is.
And I think we have the. Is that the rear?
That's the back cover, yes, but it's not. Well, that's the picture of the back cover. It doesn't have the song titles on it like the disc you're holding. But.
Right. Mm-hmm. So this is your name. It's not necessarily a group.
Well, the group is called... called Blood Moon that we're going to be doing some shows with in the near future there. And that was kind of, I sort of had that idea in the back of my mind, but the name Blood Moon was not inspired by the concept of, oh, there's going to be a group called Blood Moon. It was actually inspired by the fact that I would call it the macro theme of a lot of the songs that are the collection of songs that are on the album are they're about change. And blood moons historically have been a symbol or symbolic of change in different cultures throughout the world. And so I thought that would be a nice way to present these songs, being that back in September, which is we released the album on September 28th, and that was it gave us a nice segue into releasing the album during the celestial blood moon, and so we released it on that date, and so we thought that was a great opportunity, and we took advantage of it. So,
mm-hmm. So I don't know if you want to go through the songs here. You got On Down the Road.
On Down the Road, yes, a tale of bootlegging in Jackson County with the devil.
Oh.
So that's,
okay. Okay. Ooh. Bleed My Soul.
Bleed My Soul is a song about change in one's life or anyone's life. And these are macro themes, of course, that I'm giving
right.
you. I mean, so some of them. One thing, and we talked about earlier, is one thing I try to do with my lyrics and my songs is I will try to find a macro theme in general that is, and most of these evolve around change, like I said. But in the lyrical content of the songs, I like them to be able to be looked at on multiple levels to where it does still tell a story and there is interaction between, in a microcosm, say, of people interacting or things or
well, there's
happenings.
There's a story in your life that it relates to.
Right, exactly.
But you try and relate it to an overarching thing that would
right.
be anyone.
Right.
Okay.
If you want to analyze it on that level, I try to do that. It doesn't always work out, but, you know, sometimes. On these, I feel like it did.
Okay. Burning Bright?
Burning Bright. That is a song that's one of those ones that just appeared. Like I said, I was asked to do a benefit for the victims of a block fire that happened on Union Street in Athens, Ohio last November. And many people from around our area who are familiar with the Athens, Ohio area know that this has caused great upheaval within the community there. And so when I was asked to do this benefit, which was in Columbus, I thought, well, what should I play? And I hadn't played out for a while, and I thought, well, it'd be nice to write a song about the circumstances of what happened. And so one of the first things I did was, I was in Athens the week before, and I'd seen how the street was, all the upheaval in general. And so as I was thinking about this one afternoon, I was like, well, what should I do? And all of a sudden the tune came to me, and I thought, well, I'll write this song and about the fire. And I wrote it from, or what happened was it started coming out as the bar or the club of the Union, which mm-hmm. was a club that was one of the mainstays. It was totally it wasn't completely destroyed, but rendered unusable at this
right.
day. But it's the club telling the story of its own demise and, mm-hmm. and its own burning, and about the town and what the people and the bands that played it meant to it. So
unique
from that perspective.
Okay.
Very nice.
Clear Skies.
Clear Skies. That would be that's another song about change.
Okay. Crescent Moon.
Crescent Moon. Crescent Moon is just—it's kind of a feel-good song. It's a song just kind of—I wrote that. It's actually from 2001, and Dwight and Alan Daugherty, who are part of the Redbrush Band, and Dwight's no longer with us. He appears on it posthumously, but we recorded that in 2001 in their studio in Jackson County, and we actually finished the track. In 2015, we added a couple other instruments to it, added some drums, which is not typically the way that somebody usually records.
Let's add the drums last.
Right. Usually you get the rhythm track down first and
right.
kind of layer it out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we were able to put some drums on it and do some sweetening and whatnot, and that worked out great, and I was really tickled that Dwight could be part of it, even though he's no longer with us in physical form.
Mm-hmm. Drifting Away.
Drifting Away. I kind of, that was actually the first song that was sort of the inspiration, I guess, for putting the project together. My friend, my good friend Matt and I, Matt Simpkins, who plays both drums, he's a multi-instrumentalist, and he plays drums and guitars on the album. We were in the studio one night, and we had an old recording. I guess that it would have been from 2008 range, a demo of that, and we just sort of layered on top of it, and it came together. That's another one actually that we put the drums on after the fact, but it kind of captures the feel. I would call it the zenith point. If we ever do release that on the vinyl, which I hope to eventually, that will probably be the end of side A, and it's definitely one of the peak points of the album. Even though it's a kind of a more melancholy song, but it's very powerful.
Okay, Three Ways of Time.
Three Ways of Time. That's a reflection of my own life and some things that happened when I was younger. And
the life in the fast lane?
I don't know. You get caught, I think, sometimes in life between, you know, everyone's like, well, live your life without regrets. But there's things in life that you wish you could change. And,
sure.
You know, and so that was kind of a song that explored that theme. But
one of these Ohioans that I hear about on the freeway that's just driving slow in the left lane, are you?
I've probably been accused of it a time or two, but typically not. No.
Okay.
But no, that Three Ways of Time is a I think it's a song about it's about regret, but it's about redemption too. And in the end, I try to be positive. I try to take a positive spin on my songs, and or at least how my perspective is on them when I write them, and I don't want to, or at least not all everything's positive. Sometimes things are negative, but I don't know. I want to have an uplifting message overall, because I feel like songwriting is something that if I'm feeling down, it uplifts me. So I like to come at it from that perspective.
Yeah,
sort of like that.
There's some people that would use music to change their mood, mm-hmm. or be a reflection of.
Right, right.
So either way, I guess. All Day and All Night.
All Day and All Night. What can I say about that song? That song is that's one of the older songs that's on that. I've had that song since about 2002. As I told you earlier, as I told you before the broadcast, these songs kind of coalesced over like a 14-year period mm-hmm. for me. But All Day and All Night, it's sort of, I guess, my attempt at Bob Dylan meets Ray Stevens. It's got a reality. It's a story about a boy whose mom is on reality TV and sort of, takes and smears his good name and the family's good name via reality TV,
okay.
And which is something that at the time I felt like there was a lot of that going on. I was never really too into it, although there's some reality TV, I guess, that has a good place and stuff. But there was some really cheap stuff that I thought was going on for a while, and maybe even still is. I don't really watch cable too much. But at the same time, that song's about that, and it's the story of the mom kind of, again, selling her soul to the devil or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I keep that theme of the devil, and I don't mean to scare people. Some people who are church-going folks might be...
The album looks a little creepy.
Right, it does look
a
little bit
creepy album.
But it's not a creepy album.
It's not like Rob Zombie or anything like that.
Right, right. No. It's like I said, it's more in the spirit of like Levon Helm and the band.
Right.
But at the same time, I try to keep that theme sometimes in my songs because I think that's... you always hear this... a notion of the devil's music or whatnot with rock and roll, and
right. Blues or like,
right, and I it's paying tribute to that sort of theme basically,
okay.
And you can hear that in the instrumentation when you hear it. It's rock and roll.
Okay, Runaway Train.
Runaway Train. I wrote that in 2008. It's about when I wrote that, I was kind of enthralled with what was going on economically in our country and the correlation between what happened in 2008 and in 1929 with the crash of the stock market, and that song's about that. I mean, it's not just about the stock market crashing, but it's about just how we go through life, you know. And it's I think sometimes we how would I say it sometimes in life we just kind of go through and
just going through the motions. Right now, I kind of feel like it's a runaway train. It's like there are things happening that you can't control, and we're just on for the ride
it's
for a while.
It's the control.
Well, and I feel like there's all this industry that's been built in the 20th century. We've gone through this period where we've gone from basically being farmers and hill dwellers and providing for our family and getting our hands in the dirt, and we've built all this industry, and it's been built on the backs of the common man. And the common man has endured through it all and just been along for the ride. But many at the very upper echelon have really profited off of that,
right,
and even gotten their so-called golden parachute, while the common man has just been along for the ride and been on the blood of the tracks. And
right,
that's what that song is about, which
and
is the runaway train.
I don't know if it's relatable to the next one, Upside Down World 2, because that's...
Yeah, it's very, very. and that song is... That song's about, just exactly what it says. I mean, I think people right now, I can certainly relate to it. I think
mm-hmm.
you see what's going on. You see the kind of language that's being used by some folks in the media and folks that are politicians. And I can't ever remember a time in my life where I feel like people have been more on the verge of insanity within the media and within the context of the politicians and the whole deal. Than we have currently. And, you know, it's amazing because there's so many folks that are just salt-of-the-earth folks that, you or I know around here and whatnot, and you see this media apparatus
mm-hmm.
that is kind of guides our lives, and it's
just
about
being
that.
Manipulated.
Right. And I feel like that, and so that has a theme of that. I mean, one of the hooks in that song is politicians speed your minds. We cannot slow down. The change is taking place. And I mean, there's a lot of changes that are happening, but I think instead of speeding their minds and coming up with positive solutions, they find ways to divide folks. I think sometimes we get stuck on we just get stuck on,
There's so many distractions
the divisiveness.
Right.
Instead of finding what makes us all the same and our commonalities and focusing on the positive.
Right. And then the next one I thought was interesting, what we talked about earlier, vampires.
Vampires, yes. And on the surface, that song, like I say, if you look at the packaging of the disc, and we released it, of course, on the Blood Moon and around Halloween time there,
like,
and
ooh,
think, oh, vampires. Well, that must be a song about sucking blood.
Yeah,
because it's a blood moon. But no, it's, I mean, the hook in that song is, why is it now that I can no longer see my reflection on the mirror on the wall? And that's because it's about addiction. And, I feel like there's not too many people that, I'm sure that most families families can relate to or have a story that where their lives have been touched by addiction in some way. And that song in itself is, I mean, that's how I've correlated to is simply, I think that's what happens. I've seen it happen. You know, it's like people will look in the mirror and they no longer see the person that they once were, and they don't know how to get back to that place where they can be have a clear mind and not be forced into doing the things that they don't want to be doing. And they have, so that's what that's about.
Yeah. And we've got one more, Worlds Apart. And we could also show some of the studio.
Yeah, if you don't mind, that'd be great. Worlds Apart, it's a story about just being on the road, but it's also about finding the common ground. There you can see my friend Matt Sentins on guitar there and keyboardist Ryan Paradise. He plays in several bands. There's the bass player Jason Hoag. That's from 2011 there on one of the sessions we did. That's, of course, my cabin studio there with Wildwood Media in Jackson. That you're looking at there, but there's a picture of the cabin on the outside. It's out in the woods. It's a little studio there in the woods. It definitely provides focus for an artist or group if they want to come in and cut a project or work on something artistic. But back to Worlds Apart, it is about finding the common ground. And I wrote that in mind. I would love to go across the pond and play. I find this notion of Tom Friedman wrote a book back in early 2000s called The World Is Flat. I think with the internet, the world has truly become a
mm-hmm.
flat place, and I don't think that's something we pay credence enough. And the hook of that song, we're only worlds apart. Can we find the common ground? And I think there's so. I mean, we're all people. We're all the same in a basic way.
And we all want the same stuff.
Right. We all want our families to be safe. We all want, we fun. We all, live our lives in as good a way as we can. And, I think we just need to find that common ground. So that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like an interesting...
Yeah, I hope that you all can check it out. It's available on Apple iTunes, on all the major download services, Google Play. It's on the Spotify if you happen to have that on your phone and want to check it out under Morgan Washam Blood Moon. And you can check it out at morganwasham.com as well, or on the Facebook at Blood Moon Rocks, or Facebook/Blood Moon Rocks.
And soon to be at the Artisan Shop.
Oh, yes, as well, yes. We were talking
shop.
About that earlier. Yes, we're going to offer it at the Artisan Shop as well.
Is there any place locally you can pick up discs?
In Jackson, you can pick them up at Iron City Pipe and Supply. That seems like an odd place, maybe, to have a disc, but they carry a lot of different supplies, and our Blood Moon disc is one of them. So,
okay.
But as well as the download services. Also, in the Athens area, it can be picked up at Hoffa's Records.
Great.
Okay. So do you play live very much?
I haven't been playing live. It was interesting. We did a release party for this at the Marquee and Jackson, the Marquee Cultural Arts Center, and we had about 180 people there, I believe. But it was a great success there. But we really hadn't played but for 4 hours as a whole group. I had people in at different times to record the album, but we hadn't kind of played except for a four-hour rehearsal before that. But it went great, and we're looking to be doing some new shows here in the 2016. We do have a show that we're doing for a union documentary. It's called A Union Reunion. It's coming up on January the 2nd at Casa Nueva in Athens, Ohio. And so I look forward to that. That's going to be a stripped-down version of us with a three-piece, but it'll be well worth checking out. And these guys are doing a documentary up there to bring awareness to the destruction that happened due to the fire, and kind of ties into the Burning Bright song there. So they're having us up for that.
Right.
It's a free show, too. So.
Great. And yummy food.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't been up there.
Oh, it's delish. Yes.
Athens for a little while.
Stacked three-layer enchilada.
Fresh and...
We can get two layers, but it's just fresh. All organically, locally fresh.
Local co-op,
like
30-mile
meal or
20-mile
meal.
It's all yum.
Yes.
I just know that.
Plug for coffee.
Yeah.
Please tell me back.
Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed this show. It's Morgan Washam and his CD, Blood Moon.
Thank you, Mike and Dollar, for having me out.
Yeah. Check it out on iTunes and check out the website. And hopefully we can have a few more performers out here like this.
Yes.
It's been pretty interesting.
Very interesting.
I like getting into what's behind the music.
That is so awesome. So we're more involved that way when we know what's happening behind the scenes.
Right.
Appreciate it very much.
Yes, thank you.
My pleasure.
Okay, well, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next month on Exposition.
Bye-bye.